For all you deplorables out there, I've put together a special Christmas package for just $19.99. It includes my book, What Really Happened, which has been endorsed by President Trump, and a deplorable t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Merry Christmas!
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
My colleagues, this morning and every morning, when we come together, members rise and pledge allegiance to the flag. Let us recall what that pledge says. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel.
As Speaker of the House, I solemnly and sadly open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United States.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Clearly, there were mistakes made based on the Inspector General's report.
Do you think so?
These were FBI agents who were doing their level best to try to prevent Russian interference in the election. They were probably overly aggressive. They didn't pay careful enough attention to some of the details.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What about the text message in which you and Strzok were talking about your sort of fear that Trump would be elected and he said, no, we won't let it happen?
I mean, by we, he's talking about the collective we. Like-minded, thoughtful, sensible people who were not going to vote this person into office.
You're a terrible liar.
Unchained and unstoppable.
So, David, give us a read on where the polls are right now with impeachment.
You see a decline from our last poll in Democratic support from 90% down to 77%.
I don't believe that poll for one second.
What part don't you?
The 90 to 77%.
It's just I don't believe it. Well, like, it makes no sense that that number would change like that.
But I mean, you know, life has shown us that polls are sometimes wrong.
And, David, that poll is wrong. Just because I said wow. So.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
I'd like to thank Tommy Floramo's in Chelsea, a great Italian restaurant where the meat falls off the bone. They sent us over a great Christmas spread for the VIPs tonight. Ribs, pasta, chicken parm, great salad, great rolls. Was it good, guys?
Yeah.
Tommy Floramo's. It's a great, great place, and we love Tommy Floramo's, and we've always loved it. Even when Bill Marlowe was saying, when the meat falls off the bones, and it's great now, and it's always wonderful, and get yourself there. It's a great place for a Christmas holiday spread. Tommy Floramo's in Chelsea, Massachusetts, where the meat falls off the bone. Give him a hand.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I want you to give a hand to somebody else. This is a guy who did all of us a favor, at least those of us in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and I think Maine as well. And I'm referring to Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire. I am not worthy, Governor. Thank you very much for what you did yesterday. We really appreciate it. What?
Well, I'm honored to be on the show, my friend. How are you doing? Are you ready for Christmas?
I'm ready for Christmas. You gave me an early Christmas present when you said that the state of New Hampshire is not going to take part in this dare I say it, a scam to raise gasoline taxes. I'm so happy.
You should say it's scammy. How about that? It smells kind of scammy. Yeah, it's a little weird. Look, the fact of the matter is, you know, they have this transportation climate initiative. You know, all these governors are coming at me saying, look, you got to join. No, I don't, because my responsibility is to the state of New Hampshire and to ask the citizens of New Hampshire to pay nearly a 20-cent gas tax to pay for the crumbling infrastructure in other states is ridiculous. We're not going to play into that. We're not going to be part of that. We do very well here in New Hampshire. If other states want to do it, great. You know, that's on them. If anything, it creates opportunity. Even more people are going to come over into the 603, and whether it's for their sports gaming, whether it's for the sales tax opportunities, whether it's for the fact that we don't ban, you know, silly things, or the fact that we're going to keep our gas prices low. I mean, just keep.
Or how about a carton of Newports?
For you, we'll make it two. And it's not even out of the back of the truck.
But the thing is, it's going to be a lot harder for them to push it through in Massachusetts and Maine and also Vermont, now that I think about it, because, people are just going to drive across the border. You know, if you're, I feel bad for people like Representative Colleen Gary. She represents Draycott. I mean, her constituents who have service stations are going to get killed if this thing goes
through. They're going to get crushed. They're going to get absolutely crushed. You know, you're seeing it in convenience stores and everything all along the border already with other advantages that New Hampshire has. So my sense is, and I might be wrong, that, you know, it's not politically easy to say no to this, but the fact that we've just stood up, said no, put New Hampshire citizens first, I think you're going to see some other states going, wait a minute, am I going to ask my citizens to get taxed to pay for the MBTA and to pay for other projects in New York and New Jersey and wherever it might be?
Right.
No, we're not playing that game. I mean, it sounds nice. People think that when you put the word climate on it, politicians will just go running, you know, for cover, and they're afraid to say no to anything. But common sense has to prevail. It's not that hard.
And you know, the other thing too is every year the Reason Foundation comes out with a chart, a survey of how much it costs per state per mile to maintain the highways. And I believe New Hampshire usually comes in at about one quarter of the cost of Massachusetts. So it costs you guys like $40,000 to maintain a mile of the road. And it costs us, quote unquote, costs us $160,000. So, if we got the cost more under control, we wouldn't need to be imposing this 20 cent extra gallon, gallon tax on the motorists of Massachusetts.
This whole scheme, if you will, is playing into this theory that we don't have enough revenue. You know, we need to tax you more. The government needs more of your money to fix your problems, right? That is the absolute wrong mentality. Government is not here to solve all of your problems by sucking more money out of your pocket. Your government's responsibility is to create accountability, control the darn costs, get a better product, hold people accountable, create a free market of competition, and then get out of people's way. I mean, that's what government's there for. Open up doors of opportunity for you and your kids and your business, and then still take a step back, get out of the way, and, you know, the live through or die spirit, right? Let you do you. And I don't know, other states just seem to be kind of piling into this ultra-progressive mentality, and we're just not going to be part of it. And by the way, it's not just me. The citizens of New Hampshire don't want it. You know, our teams don't want it. Nobody here wants it. And I think there's other folks in other states that are going to be clamoring for their governors to stand up and say, get the heck out of this thing. We're not there to pay down the massive debt and boondoggle of other states.
But, I mean, isn't this just sort of a like you say, a scheme so that if all the states say, well, if we all get in on it, then there's nowhere they can run to get cheaper prices.
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly right. I have so many governors from surrounding states going, no, you got to come in. You got to come in. And I'm like, no. In fact, you need to stop wasting your time trying to convince me to get on board. You need to start spending more time to figure out how you're going to get out. Right? I mean, that's what I'm telling these other governors. You got to get out of this thing because you're just party to it now. Right? So, if other states want to tax their citizens and pay for their projects, God bless them. That's their business, right? But when you try to put all these states together, it's just political cover. That's all it is. It's so they can all kind of cover each other and say, well, they're doing it. We're all in it together. Don't just blame me. It's a regional thing. It kind of depresses some of the criticism that might be out there. But again, you know, God bless them. But we're not going to play in that game. And by the way, I mean, I kind of hope they do go through with it, because to the point you opened up with, it's going to create such opportunity here in New Hampshire. People are already flooding over the border. It's going to be a tidal wave, you know. So, and we'll take it. We'll take the business. We're doing well.
It's just, you know, sometimes you don't want to. Sometimes you just don't feel like, you know, even if you're running low on Newports, you know, it's you don't want to drive to New Hampshire. You just want to stay home and watch the football game on Sunday, you know. But,
yep,
but you're not going to have any choice now. I mean, you're just going to have to
come up early, get your Newports. You know, I mean, there's a whole thing with Massachusetts banning all the vaping products now.
I know.
And look, we're making sure vaping isn't in the hands of kids. We're focusing where it needs to be. But just to do this blanket ban across the board just doesn't make any sense. Obviously, we don't have the sales tax. We don't have the income tax. We've got sports gambling coming up in a couple of weeks. We're very excited about that. Massachusetts, we're just taking another opportunity. DraftKings and all their business is going to come flooding over the border. So, hey, it's Christmas, and I kind of feel like Santa Claus. I'm not going to lie to you. So there's my gift to New Hampshire. Well, I think it's no massive gas tax on my citizens.
Governor Sununu, I think it's a gift to, like I said, to the people of the neighboring states too, because this is going to make it harder for our governors, you know, whether it's Baker or Mills or Scott, to go along with this scheme, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so, especially for Vermont and Maine. The whole point of this was to reduce congestion in transportation and to do more mass transit, trains and all that kind of stuff, which really plays into an inner city mentality. And again, you know, if you want to borrow and spend billions on the MBTA and all that, that's Massachusetts business. But why should someone in New Hampshire pay for that, right? It doesn't make any sense. So all these rural communities, these rural states, are going to, it's going to be a really tough pill to swallow. I mean, I've heard numbers like $14-15 billion that they want to borrow in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
$5 or $6 billion just to the MBTA. Holy cow. Like, someone's got to pay for that. You guys are going to be paying out your nose forever. And at some point, families and businesses are just say, enough is enough, right? We want to be in the greater Boston area. It's a wonderful city, but let's go to that tax-free suburb known as New Hampshire. And we'll take it from there. So that's the opportunity we're just trying to provide.
By the way, vaping was outlawed for a few months, but then they put a 75% tax on vaping here in the Commonwealth. And guess what? The health hazards were definitely overrated once we got the 75% tax on there. it's funny how that works out, isn't it?
It's not so bad for you when they just tax it. It turns out it's healthier for you.
Right.
You know, this is wacky mentality, right? Just give a straight story, for God's sake. I don't care what political party you're from, Republican, Democrat, Independent. People just want someone that gives the straight story and stands up for their citizens regardless of the politics. And I'm telling you, Massachusetts, you don't have a revenue problem. I think, Charlie, you might disagree with me on this, but I think Charlie Baker is doing a really good job trying to control some costs, but he's got this wacky legislature that he has to deal with.
But he doesn't have
revenue problems.
Again, I know you don't want to get in an argument with me about this, but he's going around the legislature on this. I mean, you know, the Massachusetts Constitution, I'm sure the New Hampshire Constitution as well, says all taxes must originate in the House of Representatives. And whatever they want to call this pig in a poke, it's a tax. Yeah. You know, how can he impose a tax?
I don't know. I don't want to opine on the rules of Massachusetts. I'll tell you, in New Hampshire, every tax that starts in the legislature dies on this governor's desk. That's all I can say. So.
Wow. Well, we're having an in vitro fertilization of a new tax here in Massachusetts. It's not being born in the general court. It's being born in the Oval Office.
So let me ask you down there, you're on the front lines. Do you feel like, other than just your radio show, do you feel like people are kind of waking up going, wait, what is this thing? You know,
yeah.
How am I going to be paying?
Yeah.
There's got to be a little bit of a grassroots uprising against this thing.
No, it is. That's why, I mean, I've written like 3 or 4 columns. The Herald's been all over this. The Globe won't touch it, of course, because they love this idea of, you know, taxes that without a vote by the legislature or by the people. But I think the governor has, I know he's your buddy, but, you know, he overreached on this. Governor Sununu, thank you. Merry Christmas. And thanks for the early Christmas present for all the taxpayers in New England. I thank you, Dad, for us. Thank you. Thanks, Governor Sununu. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. This is such a, so complicated. The other stuff was an automatic gas tax increase every January 1st. Easy to understand. A sales tax on an excise tax on a bottle of booze. Easy to understand. This is very complicated. You know, this is all these fees and the different states they're in, etc. Well, experience the amazing benefits of Super Beets. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. I'm holding it up in my hands. It's a great product. Right, guys? You like that? You like that, guys? That's www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did the FISA court know that the FBI was lying in their sworn statements in order to get Trump?
Yes.
Yeah, 84% think so.
Yeah. Limerick guy says, what a weasel dodge that was by Sununu to stick up for his buddy Tal Duvall. No, I don't. I disagree. I disagree, Limerick guy. I think he put the knife in him pretty good. Jeff Deal is the former state rep from Whitman, who used to who led the fight in 2014 to repeal the automatic gas tax increase. Jeff, I know you're in the private sector now, but what do you make of this TCI? I mean, this is just another tax, isn't it?
Oh, it's great! Great for the state, great for the country. Don't you know? Hey, by the way, I just have to say, Howie, and thanks for having me on. When Scott Brown went to New Hampshire, it's like when we got rid of Garoppolo from the Patriots. We didn't get anything back from. Why couldn't we have gotten like Sununu down here to Massachusetts and trade for Scott Brown to New Hampshire? I mean, honest to God, did you hear that, Governor? It's hard to believe that there's a Republican in New England that actually speaks like that about taxes. It's fantastic.
I know. So I'm getting texts now, Jeff, saying why when he's done it from Maine, saying when he's done as governor of New Hampshire, can he move to Maine? No, we want him. We got first dibs on him on the waiver wire. We're lower in the standings than you, Maine.
When Scott Brown comes back from New Hampshire or he comes back from New Zealand, just send him down. Send him south. Please send Sununu down, please. Yeah, no, look, I mean, the TCI, it's a lot like, and I know people, all these acronyms, they don't really ring a bell, but Transportation Climate Initiative is what this is. We already have what's called the REGI agreement, RGGI, which is called the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative.
Yeah.
And what that is it's an agreement in the New England states to reduce carbon emissions. And it's basically a cap and trade carbon tax that's being put onto businesses. And what they're trying to do now is put that same carbon tax directly onto you and your vehicle. And that's really what it's going to be the killer. I mean, this is going to be worse, in my opinion, than the indexed gas tax going up automatically. Because, look, the indexed gas tax was set to the rate of inflation. If inflation doesn't go up, hey, thank God, maybe our gas tax wouldn't go up that year. But imagine now with any environmental issue that they decide is important, they can say we need to raise the gas tax because, you know, your carbon emissions are causing, I don't know, the piping plover in Duxbury Beaches to die. You know,
they said it was for the infrastructure, the automatic gas tax increase. Afterwards, it turned out that, like, I think half the money was going to the MBTA pensions, which is for the Bulger family, basically, right? I mean, it's the same thing is going to be the case here. This is a new gas tax to pay off for pensions for people who retired with the full boat at the after 23 years at the age of 41 or 42, right?
Well, I mean, after they're done stealing the money at the DOT, because like you mentioned with the governor, Massachusetts, by the way, that $168,000 a mile a year in Massachusetts, that actually has gone up closer to $180,000 a year.
$180,000. Jeez.
It hasn't gone down to maintain a road. So after they steal our money for the roads, right, 50% gets siphoned off to the T. And don't think that it's going to, you know, fix red line trains that are shearing through, you know, braking systems or orange yeah. line trains that are being taken out of
commuter rail with no heat. Yeah.
Don't think that it's going in to help that. It's going in to prop up a pension fund that's upside down. You know, Harry Markopoulos happens to live in Whitman, the town I live in. He's the guy that knew all about Bernie Madoff 10 years in advance to try to warn regulators about him. He was given the job of doing forensic analysis on the MBTA pension fund. Says it's a nightmare. You would not believe what terrible shape it's in. And basically, the legislature has been propping it up with money from drivers, you know, in Western Mass and all over the state for decades.
Yeah.
Decades.
What's your website, Jeff Deal?
Oh, yeah. Go to jeffdeal.com. GEOFFDIEHL.com.
We got to talk more about a referendum to beat this back if it's possible. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We were talking earlier, we got a call from one of our listeners in Florida, and he was talking about how Strzok had a personal relationship with one of these, with the recused judge in the Michael Flynn case. Let me just read you this. This was from last year, Molly Hemingway, but it's a good reminder. Newly discovered text messages obtained by the Federalist revealed two key law enforcement officials conspired to meet with the Fisk judge who presided over the federal case against Michael Flynn. The judge, Rudy Contreras, was recused from handling the case just days after accepting the guilty plea of President Trump's former national security advisor. The in the text messages, Page excitedly text struck, Rudy is on the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISC, FISA court. Did you know that? Just appointed 2 months ago. I did. I need to get together with him. He needs to get together with him. They're framing the national security advisor of the Trump administration. No wonder he needed to get together with him. But everything's on the level. Mistakes were made, Brennan says. It was just sloppiness, says Comey. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. That is our number if you want to give us a call. We are joined now by Bill Papageorge from the Car Guys, and he's here to answer your questions about your car and what you need to do to get prepared for the winter. Do you need a new car? Thank you, Bill, for being with us here today.
Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. You're from New Hampshire. New Hampshire got a nice prize. The governor said he's not going to take part in this latest Northeastern scam to raise gas taxes without votes by the people or the legislatures. It's good. God bless Governor Sununu.
There you go. And that sounds good.
It is good. So what's the story here? What do we need to know about automobiles right now in this time of year?
Watch out for the ice, because I've gotten a lot of calls today for people that actually smashed their cars up over the past few days. So just be careful. But if you've not gotten an inspection sticker lately, they're really tough to come by.
They are?
Well, if you have a car that's got like a check engine light or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I noticed I've gotten quite a few people that have just given up at some point. They keep throwing money at their old car. And so I think, sometimes that spawns the activity to get a new car. But right now, I think a lot of the things that you need to look at are your tires. Very important. If you don't have snow tires and you have a car that's not all-wheel drive, I highly recommend you get snow tires. And then also your cooling system, because you don't want to overheat. So mm-hmm. that's very important.
So we just already have a text message. My car has 140,000 miles. Is it really important to have oil changes as long as the oil level is safe?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. That's the heart of your automobile. You definitely need to do that. I would say if it's an older car, every 3,000 miles probably.
But if it was, I guess what the point he's making is the oil level is up. But what you're saying is that if you keep using the oil and where it gets thinner and thinner, and it becomes more like water than like oil.
It's more about the contaminants too that get inside the oil and
so
break,
you do
break
need
it
to
down.
Keep changing it.
You got to change it. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. So now, do the auctions go on in Pennsylvania this time of year, or do they?
Yeah, we're actually doing one this week. Yep,
really.
On Friday,
Do you have fewer cars at this time of year?
No, it's very large right now still, because we're getting a lot of the lease cars coming back in right now. So they'll probably have about 10,000 cars on Friday.
So it doesn't change that much.
Well, it could change maybe the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
That's about it. After that, it will be full-fledged till probably May.
Now, do the prices vary? I mean, is there a better time of the year to have you shopping for a car?
Not really, unless it's if you're looking for four-wheel drive trucks, obviously they're through the roof. SUVs are pretty high right now because of all-wheel drive. But I would say if you're looking for a convertible, this is a good time to buy one of those. You can't go very far with it probably, but
it is
what it is.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So you get the cars for people. They call you and you get the specs, what they want.
Yep. We make a full list of criteria, everything. Make, model, year, mileage, colors, options,
satellite radio.
Exactly. Yep.
power windows. Everybody has power windows.
Yeah, no, well, some people want navigation or whatnot.
When people come to you, do they more or less know what they want, or do they rely on your expertise?
I get a little bit of both, actually, Taylor. We get some people that are all over the board. They can't make up their mind what they want. So what I usually do with them is I actually go take them around to a few different dealerships to actually test drive some cars if they have no idea. And then some people, you know, they know exactly what they want, right down to the color and the options and everything else, and they've already...
It's easier to figure it out now with the internet, right?
I mean, yeah, it is. But the thing is, there's so many rotten cars out there still. So it's we see a lot of cars with water damage. I've seen a lot of that. But we've had a lot of tornadoes. We've had a lot of bad weather this year. So there's a lot of reasons why... you know, like coming to somebody like myself that actually looks at the cars and has technicians that actually check it for flood damage or water damage beforehand. That's very important.
Someone, I don't know if this is the same guy about the oil. If you use full synthetic, why can you go back to regular oil? Or is that a myth? Can you go back?
Once you've done the synthetic thing, I think you should just let it stay with synthetic. I don't think you should go back, to be honest with you. I think it's just, I don't think it's a myth. It's true.
So where can, what's your number if people want to give you a call to find out about, you know, whether they want to do business with ordering a car?
Oh, yeah. Sure. It's 800-300-4600.
800-300-4600. And you take that call. You got the call. You got that's a cell phone. You get it with you at all times.
Yep. If it doesn't ring to one, it rings to the other one. Yep.
Exactly. Okay, so it's 800-300-40, and you'll give people advice too if they if they have a problem. So you can give us a call, by the way, if you want right now at 844-500-4242, and you can get some advice on the air from Bill Papa George from Two Car Guys, and he can tell you what you need to have done or you know what his advice is for a car. 844-500-4242. So how long would it take to, so if you ordered a car tonight, how long would it take you to get a car? You can't guarantee anything.
I just met with a client earlier today. Actually, he's a Howie Car listener.
Good.
And right before I came here. And we're probably going to get him a vehicle this Friday. So I would have it back probably by Monday, depending upon, because we've got the Christmas holiday on Wednesday, depending on who's working. Probably have it ready Tuesday or Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you'll buy it. You'll buy it at the auction.
Yeah, buy it at the auction. Then the transporter will be there waiting for me. Hopefully, if everything goes well, and he'll get them right back. As long as we don't have any inclement weather, we should be fine. Yeah. And then we get it back, and then we're actually going to go right through it to make sure that everything that they told us at the sale is true. If there were any item that were $500 or more, we could actually give the car back. So there's a safety net involved there, so it's good. And then we completely service it and detail it and bring it right to the customer.
844-500-4242. If you have a question for Bill Papa George from Two Guys about a car or about if there's a knock in your engine or something like that synthetic oil or whatever. John, you're next with Howie Carr and Bill Papa George from Two Guys. Go ahead. Or Car Guys, excuse me. I'm sorry, Two Guys. What am I thinking of?
He's been down in the sun.
I'm thinking of another company out of New Hampshire. I've got New Hampshire on the brain here. Go ahead, John.
Not smoking any cigars today.
Go ahead, John.
I just want to just say I bought a few cars from Bill Papa George, and he stands behind his vehicles, and I would buy cars from him all the time.
Oh, wow. Who's this?
He's a good person.
Who is this?
You salam. It's me, Johnny.
Oh, John Tsiakas. Oh, how you doing, John?
Good. No, good. I just want to just say, you know, hey, I'm very proud. I do a lot of business with Bill, and I want to appreciate it. Thank you. He's taking care of my
relatives. Thank you, John. Thanks. Thank you. Merry Christmas, John.
I've actually gotten him a few cars, and I've gotten some cars for his relatives, too.
Here's one. Bill saved my skin with a broken windshield a few weeks ago. Great service and incredibly fast. Reasonable, too.
There you go. Yeah, I sent the windshield guy out to probably see somebody.
Oh, this is somebody who called, just called into you, and you sent them out. Oh, that's
exactly.
Good.
Yeah.
844-500-4242. And again, Bill Papa George's number, you can call him during, when we go to a break, you can call him. You can call him after the show. If you end up listening on a podcast rather than live, he'll answer at any time. 800-300-4600. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr and Bill Papa George from The Car Guys. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Howie, and hi, Bill.
Hi, Kevin.
I was thinking of buying a all-wheel drive vehicle, and I'd like to get the best of both worlds. I do like the Dodge Challenger, and I know they make a all-wheel drive now, the GT. I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I haven't seen one out yet. I don't know if they just probably just started making them, so I don't know. I can't give you any good feedback on whether they make a good all-wheel drive vehicle, but they have been making other vehicles, like, for instance, the Chrysler 300 and a few other ones. The Charger, they made that one an all-wheel drive as well, and they seem to hold up pretty good. So I would assume that they're going to use the same system.
Yeah, from what I understand, I guess it's the same platform as the 300. They sure. Actually came out in 2017, actually, the GT.
17? Oh, okay. I haven't seen one yet.
Okay,
I haven't gotten one for anybody, but I could certainly take a look for you if you're interested.
How's the sedan market going, by the way? Does it continue to plunge into oblivion?
Yeah, I mean, see, more and more people seem to be buying SUVs and pickup trucks. Pickup trucks are huge.
What are sedans down to as a percentage of the market?
You know, I don't have the exact figures, but I'm going to say it's probably about 30-35% now.
Really?
Yeah. Lincoln and Buick have come out with some good-looking sedans the past few years, though.
Yeah.
Are they making a comeback at all?
Yeah, but Ford's not going to make sedans anymore. That's the big thing, yeah. So they're going to make just
Taylor's hoping
and
Finn's
SUVs.
Come back, though. He's not exactly in the millennial market, the middle of it, you know? He's kind of a throwback. He's further back than me.
I love Finn's.
Take I'll show you some pictures 50s. Of my dad's 61 Caddy that he just
Beautiful.
Got for Christmas last year.
Oh, awesome.
Who has the sharpest fins? I was going to say a 59.
59 Caddy. Yeah.
59
biggest, yeah.
Caddy is the
That's my couch. My Cadillac
nice.
Couch.
Nice.
Yeah. 844-500-4242.
Please ask Bill what he thinks about the 2016 Cadillac ATS 2-Oak Turbo.
Pretty good. They've actually been pretty good. The only problem with the Caddies is that infotainment system seems to be barking at them constantly. So in other words, everything is in one basic quadrant, and you get your radio, your heat and air conditioning, and all the functionality of everything in the car, and that seems to go. That touchscreen is bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
a lot
pretty
of
serious.
Problems with them. Yeah. So well, we've got some fixes for it, but if somebody's got a problem with it, by the way. But the thing is, you don't want to have to buy a new piece from Cadillac because I think they're like about $4,000.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's expensive.
Yeah. Heat, air conditioning, and radio. Those are pretty, pretty
important. Yeah. Well, yeah. Everything's there. The heated seats there. I mean, every function in the car is basically in that. It's like a little computer, if you will. Well,
yeah, but, I know. That's why I missed my 59 Chevy Impala.
There you go. I love those cars. You just can't get going too fast because the wings will get you up.
I know. Exactly. Exactly. We'll be right back with Bill Papa George. You can call him during the break. You can call him after the show anytime tomorrow. 800-300-4600. Bill Papa George from The Car Guys. We'll be right back. We got full lines. We'll take a bunch of calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I'm glad we're talking cars instead of this. The Sheik is up there now. Congressman Neal from Springfield was up there.
How dare you?
The Sheik. Oh, my God. Another career hack. All right. Anyway, Officer Mark sends his best, by the way.
Hi, Officer Mark.
He said you helped him out once, and he's very happy about that. So he'll be down tomorrow probably and see. But anyway, we've got a lot of people calling or texting in here, and you can probably just call. If we don't get to everybody, you can just call them back afterwards. You can take down their numbers afterwards, and we'll take some more calls here. So what's the number again if people want to call you about a car?
800-300-4600.
800-300-4600, and you can start immediately looking for a car for them, and you'll be down in Pennsylvania on Friday, and you buy them at the auctions. 844-500-4242. Someone says Buick is going to stop making sedans as well.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that. That's unbelievable. Because there's not too many brands anymore now that GM has that, you know, I don't know, Chevrolet will be the only one left, right?
I don't know. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr and Bill Papa George. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, my question to your guest is, the mid-90s, Dodge made a fantastic truck with a Dodge Cummins diesel with a 12-valve engine. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Sure.
Okay, do you ever come across any that come from, like, the Pacific Northwest that would be extended cab, under 200,000 miles with no rust on them?
We might see something like that. Could it be from Arizona and New Mexico too, or would that not be okay?
The West Coast states do not salt their roads.
Right.
You know,
no,
and
I know
the
that.
Ones that get snow in the high elevations are Northern California, Oregon, Washington State. But
right.
Yeah. No. I would be curious if you come across them in the auctions, because if it comes from the southeastern United States, what you said earlier about flood damage would worry me.
You wouldn't have to worry about it because they've got a very extensive and thorough process that they put the cars through to double check that before they put them up for sale. That's the first, any vehicle that you get from us would have gone through four inspections before you saw it. But that the first one is that flood damage thing. So just to double check it.
Thanks for the call, Tom. We're going to take Kurt's going to be taken off the air, and we got to maybe have another call you can take off the air, Bill. And I want you to write down some of the we actually got some questions here, serious questions about electric cars. People want to know if you'd recommend a used electric car, but you can answer these people off air, okay? Because we got your numbers on the text line, so we'll get it. Toyota has said they have no intention of stopping the making of sedans. Well, if everybody else stops making them, there'll be a market, right?
Yeah, they'll have the big market. They've already beat us up already.
Right.
Right?
Okay, Bill Papa George, if you want to call him, 800-300-4600. Kurt, hang on the line. He'll take your call, and he'll get the numbers for all the texters. Bill Papa George, have a nice Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm Howie Carr.
Hey, it's Toby from...